want to do just a moment more here on COVID, then we got some other things we need to talk about today. So, but on COVID, it was nice to see Peter Ducey of Fox News finally corner Fauci. What is such a glaring bit of dishonesty? And that is, they're going to change the definition of fully vaccinated. That we're sure of, right? It's going to be three shots, four shots, whatever they say. That's going to be fully vaccinated, and they'll dictate to us what that is. At least that's the attempt they're going to make. I think it's going to fail because people like you and I are going to say, no, we're rejecting that. But as they're doing this and telling you that Omicron is going to destroy the world and they're shutting down flights and they're locking down countries, even though nobody has died and in the places where it originated, it's almost all asymptomatic. There is no, you know, death sentence from Omicron. Despite all of that, those flooding over the southern border, which continues day after day, we don't talk about it, but it continues day after day. Some days are having more than 2,000 encounters a day. And those are the ones they see at single checkpoints, which means 4, 5, 6,000 a day are coming across the southern border. It's an unprecedented destruction of our sovereignty. And not one of those people is being tested. They're not being required to get vaccinated or tested or quarantined or locked down or anything. So Peter Ducey finally corners Fauci on this very question. Listen.
Dr. Fauci, as you advised the president about the possibility of new testing requirements for people coming into this country, does that include everybody?
The answer is yes, because you know that the new regulation, if you want to call it that, is that anybody and everybody who's coming into the country needs to get a test within 24 hours of getting on the plane to come here.
But what about people who don't take a plane and just these border crossers coming in huge numbers?
You know, that's a different issue. For example, when you talk, we still have Title 42 with regard to protection at the border. So there are protections at the border that you don't have the capability, as you know, of somebody getting on a plane, getting checked, looking at a passport. We don't have that there, but we can get some degree of mitigation.
Is there something
So there's nothing being done. Oh, that's different. Illegals flooding into the country, that's different. Now, let's be honest. Fauci is a political partisan hack. He showed his true colors going after Ted Cruz and Rand Paul recently, talking about January 6th and all this other nonsense that has nothing to do with his failures as the chief infectious disease officer or medical practitioner in America. He has failed miserably. In fact, he funded Wuhan. We know that now. It's all clear. We'll continue to tell the truth about this when others will not. So we'll be here for you. Now, shifting gears a bit. In Michigan, a 15-year-old monster, Ethan Crumley, charged not with just murder for killing four of his classmates and injuring many more, but with terrorism. It was not an impulsive act, according to the investigations there. The attack at Oxford High School in Michigan came a couple of days ago. He deliberately walked down the hall, according to the reports from the investigators, methodically, deliberately pointing and shooting, pointing and shooting, and apparently reloading at some point because more than 20 shots were fired. Four children killed. Four. Two remain in critical condition today. Two are still in critical condition today. They may or may not survive. And what condition they'll be in if they do survive, no one knows at this point. How disgusting. But what's really weird is his parents were at the school somewhere in a 2 to 3 hour time frame before he went on his killing rampage. They were there because of behavioral issues with Ethan Crumley, who has been charged, by the way, as an adult. Somebody's at least doing something right. At least it's not a Soros prosecutor there. So his parents were there. And the point that I'm making is he apparently stole his father's gun. His dad bought this gun on Black Friday, a new Sig Sauer 9mm. The boy stole it, went to school. When his parents were there trying to reel him in, the gun was on site. I mean, he didn't go home in between. I mean, I can connect the dots here. He didn't go home in between. How disgusting. It's true and sad, heartbreaking all at the same time. Switching gears to national politics just for a moment. I have another canary in the mineshaft story here. The now former spokesman for the District of Columbia, Democrat Mayor Muriel Bowser, announcing now that President Biden has turned him into a Republican. Victor Jimenez, a Hispanic man who's described as Afro-Dominican, according to a tweet from the D.C. Office of Latino Affairs, saying that Biden has turned me into a Republican. The political price of Joe Biden's failing administration is not just something you see at the national level, but more concerning for Democrats. You see it in big swing states like Pennsylvania. I want to share that with you. Look at this, bite six. This is how it's impacting everyone. Listen.
President Joe Biden, his numbers in Pennsylvania, just like they have nationally, have dipped. You can see this very well. You know, if you look back at October of 2020, his favorable rating in the state of Pennsylvania was 52%. You look in October of 2021, it's 45%. That tends to be a pretty good recipe for Republicans to make gains nationally, and it's also probably going to be the case in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so there you have it. Here's what's happening. It's collapsing. It's over. The people in charge now are Chuck Schumer and others trying to push through these radical agendas that have no place in America today. These radical agendas to spend trillions of dollars and tell you, oh, it's not going to raise inflation. Of course it is. We have more money in circulation today than at any time ever in my lifetime. Easy thing to look up. Easy thing to verify. More money in circulation right now in America than there has ever been. And they think the answer is to put in more money in a economy that's already overstimulated. It is a recipe for disaster. Of course, so is Joe Biden right across the board. So there you have it. That's why the numbers are tanking. The Democrats are tanking. But we're going to make it, America. We're going to make it. I'll be right back.